Welcome to 7-Minute Torah. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. In this podcast, we make modern meaning out of ancient texts. We explore the weekly Torah portion in about 7 to 12 minutes. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, the liberal Beit Midrash. You can become a supporter at laasok.org or at patreon.com/7-Minute Torah. All right, welcome everybody. It's been a couple of weeks, and what a couple of weeks it has been. Last week, of course, we saw the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. We also saw the new ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel, which so far seems to be holding, God willing. We're living in a world where the news seems to move so fast that we can't even keep up. And a lot of the news is really distressing. And it raises the question of what is the role of religion? What is the role of Judaism in the daily news cycle and in the public sphere and in the political realm? What I want to offer you this week as my podcast is an article that I wrote that was published last week in JTA, Jewish Telegraphic Agency, and actually found its way into a number of news outlets, that was about the inauguration sermon given by Episcopal Bishop Marianne Edgar Budd last Tuesday and the response by President Donald Trump. And I apologize if some of you saw this article. There may be some repeat content here, but it feels like an important message to get out there, and it relates directly to the section of Torah that we're reading right now. This week we're reading Parshat Bo, which essentially encompasses chapters 10, 11, 12, and half of 13 of Exodus. We're dealing with the Exodus. We're dealing with the moment in which Moses goes before Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go." So in the article, as you'll see that I'm going to read in just a moment, I relate to that idea of speaking truth to power and try to address the question of what role does Judaism play in the public sphere. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy what I have to say here. A religious leader rises before a head of state. Calmly, deliberately, they teach from their tradition, quote words of scripture, plead with the powerful man to govern with mercy. In so doing, they implicitly call the powerful to task, criticizing them for past actions and current policies, and challenging them to change. They are rewarded with anger and a demand for apology. This is a familiar scene. Such moments of priest against power dot the history of our society. Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Joshua Heschel, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, even the biblical Moses in this week's Torah portion, all stood before political leaders to demand justice and compassion. The scene played out again last week in the Inauguration Day sermon by Episcopal Bishop Marianne Edgar Budd and the angry response by President Trump. Speaking in the National Cathedral on Tuesday, Budd delivered a message in which she called for unity and warned the president against sowing seeds of division and fear. Quote, "Honoring the inherent dignity of every human being," she said, "means refusing to mock, discount, or demonize those with whom we differ." Budd's sermon ended with an explicit plea to the president to have mercy on the people in our country who are scared. Members of the LGBTQ+ and immigrant communities who, quote, "fear for their lives," or "whose children fear their parents will be taken away." It seems to have been this last bit that raised the president's ire. His response was to condemn and insult, taking to Truth Social to call Budd a so-called bishop and a radical left hardline Trump hater who brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way, and demanding an apology. Now, Trumpian bluster aside, the kerfuffle raises a new and old question about what part religious leaders ought to play in the public sphere. Should priests and rabbis have something to say about policy? Is it the role of ministers and imams to speak on matters of politics and partisanship? Did Budd overstep her bounds and does she owe an apology? This is a question that's come up from time to time in my own rabbinate, and one that most of the clergy I know have had to contend with in one way or another. After all, our society is, at least theoretically, founded on a separation of religion and state. So shouldn't religion stay out of state matters? Shouldn't ministers and rabbis keep their mouths shut when it comes to policy? Here's the thing. As a rabbi, I can tell you that speaking from a pulpit is an inherently political act because it deals with social ethics. Unless you're talking strictly about private ritual matters, giving a sermon necessarily involves encouraging people to confront their own behaviors and choices, how we treat others, how we use resources, how we care for our planet, the people on it, and the vulnerable in society. When people say that their pastors and rabbis are getting too political, it's usually because they don't like or agree with the message. That seems to be Trump's problem with Bishop Budd's remarks. She called him out on his behavior, and he doesn't want to hear it. Judaism has no expectation that religious leaders will stay away from talking about what's good for society. To the contrary, the Hebrew Bible institutionalizes this responsibility in the form of the prophet. The prophet is a kind of social critic who reminds people of the gap between moral expectations and actual behaviors. Although we colloquially use the word prophet to refer to someone who can predict the future, the biblical prophet doesn't predict anything. Rather, he or she, and they were mostly he in the Bible, he or she presents a vision of a better society by commenting on the present state of society. By speaking truth to power, like where the prophet Amos says, "Hear me, you who devour the needy and annihilate the poor of the land." By calling out rulers, like when Ezekiel says, "You have been haughty and said, I am a god, but you are not a god, merely a human." By demanding social justice, like when Isaiah demands that we unlock fetters of wickedness, let the oppressed go free, share your bread with the hungry, and take the poor refugee into your home. And by teaching humility, like when the prophet Micah teaches us to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Most of all, the biblical prophet calls upon leaders and citizens alike to do exactly what Bishop Budd pleaded, to have mercy and compassion on the vulnerable. Now, I'm not suggesting here that Bishop Budd is actually a prophet, nor am I suggesting that this is simple or that there are no lines to be crossed. Clergy ought not to endorse specific candidates or tell people how to vote. And they need to be mindful of their power and use it wisely, to challenge and to ruffle, to support the vulnerable and advocate for basic humanity, not to coerce or control or to foment hatred and division. In the end, religion is at its best when it serves to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, when it offers us a thoughtful, truthful critique of our actions, while reminding us that we still have both the ability and the responsibility to make the world a better place. Thanks for listening. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, Sacred Texts, Modern Meaning. If you enjoyed this program, please consider becoming a sponsor at patreon.com/7minutetorah. Or making a tax-deductible donation to La'asok at la'asok.org, LAASOK.org. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. Thanks for listening.